Dark energy and dark matter are subjects that inspire many questions sent into the show, and Evan Stanbury wrote in recently to ask if the presence of dark matter constantly moving through us and interacting only by gravity might be interfering with our ability to measure the universal gravitational constant, or Big G. I asked Andrew Ponson.
Right, well, let's just take a step back and see what we're talking about, first of all. What this Big G number is something that tells us how much gravitational force you get for a fixed amount of stuff according to gravitational laws developed by Newton and then Einstein. So it's just a number. We've got to find a way to measure it because we can't calculate it from our theories. And so you have to come up with experiments to do that. So something you might try and do is measure how quickly do things fall to Earth under the force of gravity, and that would tell you the gravitational force due to the Earth. But on the other hand, we don't then know what the mass of the Earth is, so that wouldn't give us any help in working out what this conversion ratio from the mass of the Earth to the gravitational force would be. In fact, it works very much the other way, that we can work out the mass of the Earth by measuring the force of gravity. So what we actually do is measure the gravitational effects of much, much smaller, essentially everyday objects. Those have the advantage that it's relatively easy to measure what their mass is. But of course, the flip side of that is that it's very hard then to measure what their gravitational effects are, because compared to the Earth, these everyday objects are absolutely tiny. And so the gravitational force is also absolutely tiny compared not only to the gravity of the Earth, but also to all sorts of forces that we don't normally think about. For instance, forces coming from just the fact that the Earth's surface is moving around, seismic activity. Even in places where you don't have earthquakes, that's actually quite significant compared to what you're trying to measure. So it's a really challenging thing to do. Nonetheless, it is possible to do it if you get a big mass and you move it around carefully and see what its effect is on some measuring device that you've very carefully shielded away from all other forces as well as you can. It remains controversial, though, and people actually get differing answers, and the final result is simply not very well known. But to come back to the original question, could this go wrong because of dark matter? And the answer is no, it couldn't really. I guess what Evan has in mind is that if there was a blob of dark matter gathered around the mass that we were trying to measure the force towards, then it would kind of exaggerate the effect of the force towards that and you would get the wrong value. But that would suggest that dark matter would somehow be concentrated around these objects that we're measuring the force towards. And if our theories of dark matter are correct, it doesn't really get clumped on that scale. So although there is some coming through the room that you're doing the experiment in, it's very evenly spread out. And that means it doesn't have a net pull in any particular direction. So it shouldn't be affecting this measurement of the gravitational constant.
But on a galactic scale, we do get clumping of dark matter. We get these dark matter halos around galaxies. Could that be having an effect?
Well, certainly on galactic scales, dark matter has a huge effect. That's how we know that it's there, and that's how we measure its properties. It's just because when we start zooming into smaller and smaller scales, even on, say, the scale of the solar system, let alone on laboratory scales, it's so evenly spread out that it doesn't, in those circumstances, result in a pull in any particular direction.